St. Jude, Galesburg, DePeoria portion of the run happening this Saturday, all to help out a great cause, St. Jude Children's Hospital in Memphis. And joining us to talk more about the local event, the local run that's happening this weekend. First off, say good morning to Heather Knicker. Heather, good morning. How are you today?
Good morning. Doing great. Thank you.
Well, thanks for coming in this morning. Pam Moorwood, good morning.
Good morning. Thanks for having us.
Leslie Myers, good morning. How are you today?
Good morning. Doing great.
Do I need to ask you to sing? Because you said you're more comfortable singing in front of an audience. You could sing about this, too.
No, that's okay.
Okay, just We're checking. Good. Just checking. All right. St. Jude Run, all for, again, for a great cause. And this part of it, Galesburg to Peoria. All right. Well, let's first off, I'll start with you, Heather, talking about St. Jude and the whole process behind this and what this is all about.
Well, it was started with Memphis in 1982, I believe, and Galesburg was the first satellite run. My dad helped organize that, Roger Myers, along with neighbors Bill Bodak and Steve Bruner and others, for a neighbor who was diagnosed with ALL back in 1984. At that time, the percentage of survival rate for cancers was only 20%, and what St. Jude has done has raised that to 80% for survival rates for children with cancer. So St. Jude has an affiliate in Peoria, the main hospital in Memphis, so we have 35 different satellite runs, Galesburg being one of them, that run into Peoria on Saturday, and we all converge there for the telethon.
Well, that's a really cool thing. I didn't realize Galesburg was the first satellite run. Of course, the Peoria to Memphis has been going on for quite some time. And like you said, the location in Peoria, I forgot about that as a portion of St. Jude. But it's such a great thing for families. And talk about the funds themselves that get raised with this, because they help. Because basically, didn't it come down to that the families don't pay? Is that they get the treatment for their child without having to pay? Is that right?
That's accurate. Yes, yeah. 100% true. The families never receive a bill from St. Jude. Their daily operating cost is $2.2 million, and they receive 75% of their funds come from donations like our run.
Yeah. Well, and we know, we all know how expensive medical bills are, and there are people we all know that, whether adults or whatever, that have gone through something like cancer and how expensive it can be. So that's what's amazing, that they're able to do this, Pam, without charging the families anything.
That's correct. My son, Bryce, was born in 2005, and he became a St. Jude patient at 10 days old. He was diagnosed with a rhabdoid tumor. In fifth grade, he had cancer again, and St. Jude has been there for us through his entire childhood. He's will be 14 in November and doing very well. And we appreciate everything St. Jude has done for us. So this is just one way that my husband and Bryce and I give back to St. Jude. The St. Jude run fundraiser of all the runs combined over since 1982 is $56 million is what the run has brought in for St. Jude, which is just amazing.
It really is. And they need every penny, though, because the operating expenses are so incredible. You know, I know these are not people that you want to know as well as you do for the reason you do, but I'm guessing they're great people to know, though.
I tell people that it's a family that you wish you didn't have to be a part of, but when you become a part of it, you're so grateful that you have the doctors and nurses and researchers and other families that are with St. Jude, because they really are a support system.
And the run again coming up this Saturday. Leslie, tell me about why you wanted to be involved with this.
Well, my niece was diagnosed at 10 months old with AML M7 leukemia, and I have ever since then seen what St. Jude does and how they give back. And it costs $2.2 million a day to operate St. Jude. So I wanted to quickly become part of how I can give back to St. Jude.
Well, and we all either know somebody been affected personally by it, like in your case, especially Pam, and yours, Leslie, but also we all, if it's not personal, it's somebody we know that's somehow been affected, that you can help somebody out. All right, well, let's talk. If anybody still would like to help out in any way, shape, or form, how can they do that, Heather?
They can log on to stjuderuns.org and make a donation there. They can find the Galesburg team and make a donation through that website. We could contact Pam, is generously offering her phone number. at 309-371-0877. You can contact Pam and make a donation that way. We also have a couple of events coming up, one tonight, actually, at Buddy's Pizza. They're giving us $3 for every large pizza that's sold. We have fundraisers throughout the year. We have great community support. We have another one on September 5th at Big Cats that they're doing when the Bears play the Packers. So that should be an exciting event as well. One of our biggest sponsors, I have to give a shout out to Blick Art Materials. Year after year, they've supported us with at least $8,000 every year. It's incredible. They've done an amazing job for us, and we can't thank John Palillo's kind of the head of that and what he does for St. Jude.
Talk about the run itself and how that works. Is there anybody that's actually making that entire run from here to Peoria, or is it kind of a relay type thing, or how does the run itself work?
There are a few runners from our area who are doing the Memphis run. They mm-hmm. left, actually started running yesterday at noon. Kim Schrader is from Galesburg, and Wendy Anderson is also local. They're both running from Memphis. As far as our satellite run is concerned, on Saturday, our runners and volunteers will leave the parking lot across from the Orpheum, the corner of Kellogg and Simmons. Yeah. And we'll leave about 6 in the morning. We'll travel out onto Main and then Grand and run 150 through Knoxville and then on to Peoria.
So they're going the entire distance, those that are running.
Yeah, it's relay. So
Okay.
They'll run
2 mile legs.
Oh, okay. That's not as bad as I thought. I mean, I'm guessing there are some people that might run a little bit more, some of those avid runners maybe that go a little bit further. Is that
Yeah, some of them will run, you know, a couple legs back to back. Some will run more than others during the day.
There's some people try to get in at least 20 miles or 26 miles to try to say they did a marathon worth.
Yeah, well, that's not an easy run because on 150, there's some pretty big hills at some point along there. So it's like you got to time it right to get to the this is my rest period. I see that big hill there.
That's right.
But no, it's all for a great cause. Though, now is there other ways? That, I mean, people to help out with the run itself in particular. You said going on to the website, is that how you donate? And does it have to do with miles logged or anything like that, or is just donations that go?
It's just flat donations.
Okay. Well, again, it's such a great thing. How many people, how many total runners do you know? How many got signed up?
There's 25 this year, and then we have 10 volunteers and drivers, and I am one of the drivers.
Okay. That would be me. I'm there with you, Leslie. You got to help out in some way.
Yes, that is true.
And only your foot gets a little bit tired hitting the brake and gas. So you kind of, I guess, protecting the runners, one, by, you know, driving behind them, and then those that need rides for their rest period or that type of thing. Mm-hmm. So how long, what's the time frame? But you start at 6 o'clock. What time do you start arriving in Peoria? And do you go all the way to the hospital? Or
we run into the Civic Center where the telethon
is. Center. Okay.
Yes.
Okay.
We will take all day. It's not like we've had runners sign up and think we're done at 9 a.m.
Yeah,
we start at 6 a.m. and we arrive in Peoria usually around 4 p.m. Mm-hmm. Run into the Civic Center. That starts around 5:30. We will present our check on the telethon at 9:39 p.m.
Okay.
I think they're streaming that live because we don't get that TV station here, but people can watch Galesburg actually present their check on live TV.
It'll really be cool. On WEEK.
Okay, very good. How much, what's the most you've been able to raise through this, you recall?
A few years ago, we raised about 138, I want to say. That's been our highest.
Wow.
Last year, it was down a little bit. And we're actually down runners this year. So, unfortunately, I'm not quite sure we'll be at the point we were last year. But that's always our goal, is to beat the year before. And we have done that pretty consecutively. So, we're pleased with what we've been able to do.
Well, hopefully we'll get a lot of people involved that'll get on and make a donation and help out.
And it's too late this year to run or volunteer with the run, but we're always looking for new people to join us. And if someone would like to do that, they can reach out to Heather or Leslie or me or anyone on our committee, and we'd be happy to have them join us next year.
Again, all for a great cause to benefit St. Jude's Children's Hospital, the Peoria to Galesburg Satellite Run, the first of the satellite runs. That's a really cool thing, and you could be involved in that. And again, help out however you can. Website again?
stjuderuns.org.
And click off for Galesburg in particular, right?
Yes. Yeah,
You can click make a donation, and that will bring up a list of all of the satellite runs, and we would love if they would choose ours.
Absolutely. Absolutely. But, you know, either way, it all goes to the same cause.
It does.
But yeah, it's great. And again, the operating cost, what, over $2 million a day? Is that right?
$2.2 million
wow.
a day.
And again, if you... Even if it's not your child, you know somebody who's had a child that's gone through it. You know, Pam's been through it. Leslie's had a relative go through it. And it's no cost to them, the treatment. And they've done such a great job with research. And we've got a lot more people living today because of St. Jude.
Mm-hmm. Yes,
I agree.
All right. Heather, Pam, Leslie, thank you so much for your time and your efforts and what you're doing to help out St. Jude and the children.
Thanks for having us.